There are approximately 460 homeless people living in a more or less permanent encampment in and around the Santa Ana Civic Center. The homeless have been there for many years, but the size of the encampment has grown by roughly 25% in just the past year, sparking numerous complaints about syringes, urine, and feces littering the sidewalks. And that has the Santa Ana City Council set to possibly declare a public health and safety crisis tomorrow. Gustavo Arellano, editor of the OC Weekly, joins us now for Orange County Line. Hola, Gustavo.
Hola, Eric.
So first of all, a little history. How bad is the homeless situation in downtown Santa Ana, and how did we get here?
There's always been homeless people living in and around downtown Santa Ana, and specifically the so-called Santa Ana Civic Center. It's property owned by the County of Orange. That's where you have the courthouse, that's where you have the tax collector, all these different buildings, and also you have Santa Ana City Hall. So they've always been a part of there. But ever since the Great Recession, you've had more and more homeless people living there, to the point where really in the past couple of years it's exploded, where you now have tents, full-on facilities, full-on, it's a little community. And the county workers and city workers have been complaining for the longest time already. And now it's fine. And it's been a political hot potato for the past couple of years. But now with, first supervisorial district election coming along, I predict it's going to get even crazier.
So the Santa Ana City Council is poised to pass a sort of emergency declaration by City Councilwoman Michelle Martinez. What would it do?
So what this is proposing, what Michelle Martinez is proposing, and what the majority of the council seems to agree with, they want to start dedicating more police officers to the downtown area. They're also going to start using code enforcement to start make it more uncomfortable for the homeless population to be there. So for one instance is, every night or every evening, you have people giving out free meals. Apparently now they're going to push out those people out of the way. And the person who's really, really leading this charge is Michelle Martinez. Mostly, I'm sure she, of course, cares about the situation in the homeless situation in Santa Ana, but she's also running for supervisor in the first supervisorial district, which happens to cover most of Santa Ana. And another big thing that the city is doing, and this is where it comes into the rivalry, they're asking the County of Orange, they own an old bus depot right across the street from where the majority of homeless people are, and they're asking the county to turn that into a homeless shelter to get some of those homeless people into the bus depot and away from the walkways around the Civic Center.
So the county supervisor of that district, Andrew Doe, says the city needs to do some rezoning before they can turn that bus station into a homeless shelter. Martinez says that's not necessary, and she accuses the county of dragging its feet. Is this just part of the electioneering or something else going on?
Oh, no. Both sides, both the city of Santa Ana and the County of Orange, have been dragging their feet forever. On the county's behalf, they wanted to open up a homeless shelter in the city of Santa Ana back in 2014, even going as far as acquiring the property. But a bunch of neighbors near that area said absolutely not, and they complained to the city. The city then told the county, we don't want this homeless shelter in our area. And then the city council, it was a decade ago or a while back, after the bus depot closed down, there was talk of making that into a homeless shelter, but the city, they're trying to turn downtown Santa Ana into this hipster enclave. They're like, we don't want any homeless people around this area, so we're going to put a kibosh on this. Now, of course, it's too much, too little, too late, but they're asking the county to do this. And Doe, and it's funny because Doe has gotten in fights with other supervisors all about this issue. Now, of course, since he's facing a rough re-election campaign against Martinez, he's going to focus his ire on the city council in general, the Santa Ana City Council in general, but really Martinez.
Okay, so bottom line, what do we expect the Santa Ana City Council and Orange County supervisors to do about the downtown homeless problem tomorrow and in the months ahead? Are they going to get their act together?
Absolutely not. What you have right now, borders on lunacy. They basically, under the pretense of cleaning up the Civic Center, they fenced off whole areas, essentially telling the homeless, get out of here. We're literally fencing you off.
Well, that's what we call puro OC.
Sure.
Gustavo Arellano with the OC Weekly. Thank you very much.
Gracias.